This goes to Lisa Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-668-0423 regarding Janet Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, date of birth 3/11/1943. Dear Lisa, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Kelly with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, small right kidney, diabetic nephropathy, and anemia. Her last visit was June 19th of this year. She states that her hemoglobin A1C was in the 8 range, and now it's down to 7.8 most recently. So she's pleased that it's better. She's feeling well, and she's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear. She does have some frequency and nocturia that is stable. No recent UTI. And no edema or claudication symptoms. Medication list is reviewed. Her Lipitor and Zetia have been discontinued since her last visit. Also, the vitamin D has been discontinued. She's still on Protonix 40 milligram daily, iron, low-dose aspirin 81 milligram daily, and she's on a lower dose of vitamin D3. It's 1,000 units once daily. She was on a 50,000 units once weekly previously, and Imodium as needed for diarrhea. Also, oral iron twice a day. Physical exam, weight 148 pounds, and this is stable. Pulse 84, oxygen saturation is 94. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 142 over 80. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Heart is regular, without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear, abdomen is soft. No ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done December 13th of 2023. Creatinine is stable at 135. GFR is 40. Hemoglobin 12.0. White count 3.9. Platelets 121,000. Calcium 8.85. Phosphorus 3.0, albumin is 3.8, and electrolytes are normal. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease. 2, history of anemia with current normal hemoglobin level. 3, small right kidney. 4, diabetic nephropathy. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.